Chapter 9. September. A new job. Monday the 4th of September. Weight 9 stone. Alcohol units 0. Cigarettes 27. Calories 15. Minutes spent having imaginary conversations with Daniel 145. Good. Better. 8 a.m. Today is the first day at my new job. 8:30 a.m. Mum just rang. I thought she was going to wish me good luck. Guess what, darling? She began. Elaine and Malcolm have invited you to their ruby wedding party. They've been married for 40 years and they're having a party to celebrate. Who were Elaine and Malcolm? Oh, yes. Mark Darcy's parents. He told Elaine he thought you were very attractive, my mother said. Really? I said, feeling pleased. Well, I'm sure that's what he meant anyway, darling. What exactly did he say? I asked. He said you were very, well, bizarre. But, mother, bizarre means weird, I said. Yes, but it's a lovely word, isn't it? Said my mother. Anyway, you can ask him all about it at the wedding party. 9 p.m. I'm in bed, completely exhausted. Starting a new job is very tiring. There was a meeting at 9:30. I was late, but it wasn't my fault. I was stopped at the door of the TV studios by the security guards. I had to wait until Patchouli, Richard's assistant, came to get me. She arrived at last with two huge dogs.
They're Richard's, she said, dragging the dogs away. Aren't they brilliant? I'll just take them out to the car.
Won't I be late for the meeting? I asked, but Patchouli wasn't listening. So by the time I got into the office, the meeting had started. Everyone turned round and stared at me. It was really embarrassing. Saturday the 9th of September. Weight 8 stone 12. Alcohol units 4. Cigarettes 10. Calories 1,876. Minutes spent having imaginary conversations with Daniel 24. Excellent. 11:30 a.m. I was just preparing my breakfast when suddenly my mother burst into my flat.
Guess what, darling? She said.
What? I asked.
Malcolm and Elaine are having the ruby wedding party at Mark's house. Mark's bought a big house in Holland Park, that very fashionable area. What are you going to wear?
Are you going with Julio or Dad? I asked.
Oh, darling, I don't know. Probably both of them, she said.
You can't do that.
But Daddy and I are still friends, darling. I'm just friends with Julio as well. Anyway, I'll tell Elaine you'd love to come, shall I? I must go. Bye!
Saturday the 23rd of September. Weight 9 stone. Alcohol units 0. Cigarettes 0. Replies written to Mark Darcy's invitation 14. But writing the replies has replaced the imaginary conversations with Daniel. 10 a.m. Right. I am going to reply to Mark Darcy's invitation and tell him I won't be able to go to his party. There is no reason for me to go. Anyway, I would miss my favourite TV programmes. Oh, the telephone is ringing. It was Dad.
Bridget, are you coming to the Darcys' party next Saturday? He said. Your mother and that Portuguese man will be there. I want to show them I don't care and I need you to support me. Please come.
11:30 a.m. I've replied to Mark Darcy. I've accepted his invitation. Tuesday the 26th of September. Weight 8 stone 13. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 0. Calories, 1,256. Thoughts about Daniel, 0. Negative thoughts, 0. I'm getting on really well at Good Afternoon. I think I might have a special talent for popular TV programmes. Richard Finch has got an idea about fire stations. He wants me to go to a fire station in Lewisham in South London and interview the firemen. I have to go there tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm going to be on television. I am going to ring all my friends and tell them to watch the programme. I'm going to tell Mum straight away. Wednesday the 27th of September. Weight, 8 stone 11. I've lost weight because I'm so embarrassed. Alcohol units, 3. Cigarettes, 0. I wasn't allowed to smoke in the fire station. But then I had 12 within an hour. Calories, 1,584. 9 p.m. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. I spent all day getting ready for the interviews at the fire station. Richard Finch had told me that when they started filming at 5 o'clock, I had to slide down the fireman's pole. The firemen use this pole when they're called out to an emergency. At 5 o'clock, I was ready at the top of the pole. Suddenly, I heard Richard's voice in my earpiece shouting, "Go, go, 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 go!" So I started to slide down the pole. Then he shouted again, "Newcastle, go, go, go! Bridget, wait in Lewisham. We'll film you in about 30 seconds." But it was too late. I was halfway down the pole. I started to try and pull myself back up. Then suddenly Richard shouted again, "Bridget, what are you doing? The camera's on you now. You're supposed to be sliding down the pole, not trying to climb up it. Go, go, go!" I smiled in a mad kind of way at the camera and dropped myself down. I landed at the feet of a fireman I was supposed to interview. "Lewisham, we've run out of time," shouted Richard in my ear. "Finish the interview, Bridget." "And now, back to the studio," I said. Thursday the 28th of September. Weight, 8 stone 12. Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 11. Calories, 1,850. Job offers from fire stations and other TV stations, 0. Not really surprising. 11 a.m. Everyone is laughing at me. Everyone is saying, "And now, back to the studio." They all think it's very funny. Patchouli came up to me. "That fireman pole idea was really brilliant," she said. "Now, back to the studio." I'm so depressed. I thought I'd found something I was good at, but I'm no good at anything. Not men, not social skills, not work. Nothing.